You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
You're listening to Mile High Report Radio with your hosts, Adam Malnati and Ian St. Clair. Get involved with the Denver Broncos conversation at milehighreport.com. And now, it's time to get to work.
Adam, there is nothing that sums up the Denver Broncos the last 6 years more than a 20-play, 88-yard drive that takes 11 minutes and 7 seconds off of the clock. It was the perfect way to beat the Kansas City Chiefs, with Patrick Mahomes sitting on the sideline, with Chris Collinsworth unable to jerk himself off because Patrick Mahomes wasn't on the field. But nothing sums up the Broncos more than a 20-play, 88-yard drive taking 11 minutes and 7 seconds off the clock and getting absolutely nothing for it.
There was a lot going on in that, and you're absolutely right. That was the beginning of the evening's frustrations. It was the beginning of the evening's sort of ultimate like excitement that falls into the pit of despair, which I've referenced many times here, and it is a place that we have lived for several seasons now in Broncos country, this pit of despair. Let's start by this, preface it with this. The Broncos weren't supposed to win this game. It's Kansas City in December.
They weren't going to win the game. The only thing that we thought, both of us thought they could potentially cover.
Yeah.
Because going into the game, they were either +9.5, close to +10. I felt like if it was 10, that was a better number. Obviously, don't listen to me for betting advice. We both thought they could cover. Obviously, we were wrong on that.
Yeah, whoops.
But not winning. We had no – they weren't going to win this game.
No, and honestly, it wasn't as if a win was something that I think most fans were expecting. Right? And that's the frustrating part. You don't go into this game expecting a win. What you do expect is to not look like that. The frustratingness of it all. And the fact that the defense...
Offensively.
Because the defense did their job. The defense did their job. As I have been so summarily corrected on the Twitters, because my tweet didn't include this, I'll go ahead and throw the stat out there. The Broncos defense gave up 16 points. And technically, If you'd like to include the muffed punt as a mistake that doesn't go against the Broncos defense, the defense only gave up 13 points in that game. Hopefully that makes so many people who've been correcting me on Twitter on that happy. They gave up only 13 points to Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Tyreek Hill, Clyde Edwards-Helaire. That's a great name, by the way. I do like that name. That would be a fun one to just be able to say more often. And yet, Pat Shurmur can't figure it out and refuses to recognize the weapon that he has in Javonte Williams. Here's what else sums it up. And let me ask you what you think of this one. You've got the ball. It's like third and two. And so you've got a running back that is essentially gaining 4 or 5 yards a carry. And rather than give him two shots at it, your decision is to throw the ball on third to nowhere, I suppose, and then try and run the ball when everybody in the whole stadium knows you're going to run it. Now, I know the hope is that Javonte Williams will just pick this up, but now you have no choice. You're locked into it. Why not just run it twice there instead of asking your not-so-great quarterback to be a great quarterback? He's not. Teddy Bridgewater's not a great quarterback. That's not up for debate. That, to me, is the Pat Shurmur BS that we have been dealing with all season that I am sick and tired of. It's the inability to recognize game flow, to make calls within a game that makes sense, and put your offense in a position to succeed. He only does it during garbage time. This offense is trash, which is why they can only score during garbage time, because Pat Shurmur sucks at his job because he doesn't recognize that his quarterback sucks at his job. I don't get it. That's the only thing I can think of right here.
And then you compound that with the special teams miscues again by the special teams coordinator, who still has a job. The fact that Vic Fangio tied this season to Pat Shurmur and Tom McMahon is going to bring him down, because both of those guys are the reason this game was lost. You can throw in Teddy Bridgewater because the Broncos are still a quarterback away from beating the Chiefs. I mean, when you look at the stat line, the Broncos defense held Patrick Mahomes to 184 yards passing with no touchdowns. They finally had Travis Kelce in check. 3 catches for 27 yards. Tyreek Hill had 2 catches for 22 yards. Clyde Edwards-Helaire only had 14 rushes for 54 yards. They held the Chiefs offense in check. Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes had no idea how to beat this defense tonight. But the Broncos offense and the Broncos special teams is so horrible, it cost them the game. And then you throw out a quarterback who, I mean, at least the Broncos have a franchise cornerback.
Yes, at least they have that. And he did get a nice little interception off a deflection and all that good stuff. And good for him. I like Pat Surtain. I'm not gonna go into the minutia of pointing out that it's really not harder to find a franchise cornerback than it is to find a franchise quarterback. Everybody knows that. But it was just a terrible line, just like so is death by inches, which is how they keep dying, is by inches. And
it's actually yards at this point.
It is. It's full yards.
Actually, it's more like hundreds of inches.
Well, the thing that I want to point out, because you brought up the stats, and here's your hundreds of inches, because I think that this is something that is fascinating to me. If you just look at the team stats and you cover up the score, right? Don't look at the score and don't look at the don't look at the turnovers, because don't look at that, even though it's just, you know, I'm just saying, if you just look at rushing and passing yards and time of possession and the ability to yards per play and total yards and I don't know, go through the whole list, sacks and yards lost is essentially it's the Broncos should have won this game. If you just look at the stats, the Broncos should have won this game. Aside from the super important ones like turnovers and scores and all those good things, it is insane to me that they cannot put it together. They had more first downs than the Kansas City. They had 22 first downs to the Chiefs' 15 first downs. That's nuts. The Broncos were 4 of 14 on third down conversion. The Chiefs were 5 of 12. Are you telling me that this isn't a game that the Broncos shouldn't have been able to win? This was a winnable game. And you just compare the two running backs. Javonte Williams, 23 carries for 102 yards to Clyde Edwards-Helaire's 14 carries for 54 yards, like you mentioned. And then don't forget that Javonte Williams also added, I think it was like 70-something yards in the passing game as well. And you had Jerry Jeudy with 77 receiving yards. And I mean, this was a winnable game. And that's the only thing I can keep coming back to in my frustration is that when you look at this game and you look at the outcome of everything, it was winnable. And they should have won. And they didn't win because they have a bad offensive coordinator. They have a bad special teams coordinator. They have an offense that really isn't good. And they've got a quarter. They don't have the right quarterback on this roster. That's the real issue here. Let's stop with all the Falderov, everything else. They don't have the right quarterback on this roster. Teddy's nice. He's a good dude. I don't have a problem with Teddy Bridgewater. I don't have a problem with Drew Lock. I don't care one way or the other. I just know that they both are not good enough to lead this offense to scoring points against the Kansas City Chiefs. And at this point, in my mind, that's all that flipping matters.
And it goes back to that 20-play, 88-yard, 11 minutes and 7 seconds off the clock, and you come away with absolutely nothing.
You've been listening to Mile High Report Radio. Get involved in the discussion at milehighreport.com. And as always, go Broncos!